This is Mindset Monday, a short episode designed to share some of the tips and tricks that I've learned or I'm experimenting with to conquer my mind, perform at a higher level, and crush my goals. My hope is that these short weekly episodes will help each of you in the same ways. One thing I've learned is that mindset is so key when it comes to performing in life and in business. And your mind's like a muscle. You have to work it out. Some days are easier than others to keep a positive mindset. But the more you train your mind, the easier it becomes to maintain a positive mindset, even on the hard days or when things are not going according to plan. And there are many different ways that one can go about improving their mindset. And that's what I'll be discussing on these episodes. I'll be sharing what I've learned and what I'm currently learning to help maintain a positive mindset and show up every day performing at my best. So with that, thanks for tuning in, and I hope you enjoy this week's episode of Mindset Monday. Let's drop in. Hey everyone, good Monday morning. Hope you're doing fantastic. Hope everyone had an awesome weekend and is looking forward to an even better week. So I was on a phone call first thing this morning, and the guy I'm speaking with, you know, we get on the phone and like, hey, how you doing? And he's like, oh, well, you know, I'm okay, but it's Monday morning, so, you know, it could only be so good, right? And I just wanted to reach through the phone and shake the guy. I'm like, well, you know, with that sort of an attitude, of course, you know, you're only going to be doing all right, and you're probably going to have a miserable day. It sounds like you went to bed Sunday night just planning to have a miserable day on Monday. And I just, you know, I count myself very blessed, I guess, that I don't have to feel that way anymore on Sunday nights. And believe me, I used to. It used to be the norm. You know, you literally have trouble going to sleep Sunday night dreading Monday morning. And so, I just wanted to kind of reach through the phone and shake this guy, like, come on, man, have a positive attitude. And if you really don't enjoy what you're doing that much, do something to change it. Go find something that you're going to be more excited to get up on a Monday and do. So anyways, that's my pointless rant this morning, but I've got, I think, an interesting topic that I want to talk about in this week's episode of Mindset Monday. And if you've listened to my podcast, you've heard me ask the same four questions to each guest that I've interviewed at the very end of our conversation. And one of my favorite parts about asking these same four questions to each guest is that I can start to identify themes that occur in the answers of all these successful entrepreneurs that I have the privilege of interviewing. For example, the first question I ask is, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received? And the most common answer that I've received in asking this question is some variation of to invest in yourself. And we'll circle back to that because that's going to be an important point for today's episode. And then the last of those four questions I ask is, what is your definition of freedom and are you living it? And I love this question and I'm fascinated by the various answers that I've received. But without question, one of the most common definitions of freedom from these successful entrepreneurs I've interviewed is some variation of freedom of time, flexibility in schedule, and the ability to work when they want to work on what they want to work on. All right. I haven't interviewed anyone yet that's like, hey, my definition of freedom is just that I don't have to work anymore and I can sit on a beach and sip pina coladas all day long. Like, no one's told me that. Everyone wants to be working and wants to have something that they're passionate about, but they want to be able to do it on their own terms. And I think that's really, at least in a broad sense, what most people's definition of freedom is in some form or fashion. So it's interesting that, you know, most of the answers I've received to this question have not been directly tied to financial status though, right? You know, no one's really saying, hey, you know, for me, freedom is being wealthy. But financial freedom usually surfaces as part of someone's definition of freedom, I'm seeing. And I think that's necessary to be able to achieve this level of freedom that most of these entrepreneurs I'm interviewing are saying that they're striving for. you know, again, to have the freedom and the flexibility to work on things that you want to work on and to be able to do it on your own terms, you have to have some level of financial freedom in order to be able to do that. You have to have some level of wealth, right? I mean, if you're just working for a paycheck and you're struggling to pay your bills, you're probably not going to have a whole lot of freedom until you can get beyond that. You know, you're going to be able to, you're not going to be able to work on the things that you necessarily want to work on. You're going to have to work on whatever's in front of you, whatever's bringing in the paycheck. And that's what I want to talk about today. It's the mindset that's required to accumulate wealth. And it's pretty staggering to me, but 60% of Americans live paycheck to paycheck. And it only gets worse when we consider the rising levels of credit card debt. As of 2019, 175 million Americans actively use credit cards. And a majority of these credit card holders engage in impulsive spending behavior, i.e. wasting money they don't have on items that they don't need. And these behaviors create a vicious cycle of debt from which it's very difficult to escape. And it seems that the ability to attain wealth, right, the basics of the wealth mindset, is almost becoming a lost art for many people, but certainly not for all, right? So there's a certain mindset that I think is required to build wealth. And perhaps the biggest misconception when it comes to wealth is that only people with millions of dollars in their bank accounts are wealthy. And in my opinion, nothing could be further from the truth, right? You ask three different people to define wealth using a dollar amount, and you'll get three different numbers, right? So if you want to be wealthy, you'll need to think like the wealthy. First, you've got to start by defining your financial goals, right? What does wealth mean to you in a dollar amount? How much money do you want to have in a year's time, in 5 years' time, in 20 years' time, right? Think about it. Get specific with your goals. Now, if you ever want to see a cent of that money, you'll need to develop a wealth mindset. So what is a wealth mindset? Well, if you dig deeper into the stories of wealthy people, you'll notice a pattern, right? Rarely will a wealthy person be able to boil down their success to a single miraculous moment. Instead, they'll cite their mindset as the biggest reason for their prosperity. A wealth mindset is a set of beliefs and habits and behaviors that separate the wealthy from the rest. A wealth mindset will guide you to make the most of the money that you have. But it doesn't come easy. A wealth mindset means spending less, making wise investments, and looking for ways to improve financial standing with minimal risk. But the good news is that with a little dedication, I think anyone can develop this mindset. So the first step is you have to shift your mindset away from a poor mindset, right? The antithesis of a wealth mindset is a poor mindset. Most who have this poor mindset don't even realize they have it, though. So a poor mindset is any of the following: thinking that earning money is wrong, or thinking that it can be done without effort, that you'll get rich overnight. Thinking that you'll never be able to climb out of the debt that you may have, or that you'll be able to get beyond a certain point, maybe wherever you currently are financially. Or maybe just thinking that you don't have that special sauce that it takes to increase your cash flow and build wealth. Right? Not believing that you are capable or even deserving of building wealth. And this mindset undermines your money goals, and it will actively drive wealth away from you unless you work to counteract it. So where do you start? Well, as I've already mentioned, first, you've got to set your goals. You've got to be clear on what wealth is to you, right? And again, be specific with that. And then secondly, you've got to be patient, and you've got to persevere. Very few wealthy people became rich overnight. Building wealth is a slow process. You know, Facebook didn't turn Mark Zuckerberg into a billionaire overnight. Mark Zuckerberg created Facebook with hard work and dedication, and over time, he's reaped the benefits of his labor. Also, I would add to that, don't pin your hopes on achieving wealth on these, what I would view as very risky, get-rich-quick schemes or ventures. In my experience, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. All right, so there's a quote I want to share. The average wealthy person spends 10 times more time planning their finances than the average middle-class individual. All right, that's from Thomas J. Stanley, the author of The Millionaire Next Door, which is a fantastic read. If you haven't read that, I highly recommend it. So develop your long-term vision and strategy, and then start taking action towards it. Invest for the future today. In order to build wealth, you'll need an investment strategy. And I'm certainly no wealth management expert, so I'm not going to get into the weeds when it comes to different investment mechanisms such as 401ks, IRAs, or even the stock market, right? I put money into all of those things. But for most wealthy people, this has certainly been a component of their wealth building strategy, right? We all know the power of compounding interest. But at some point, your mindset has to shift if you're going to invest money into wealth building strategies. You have to start thinking about the future and be willing to pass on things in the now. The ability to delay gratification is one of the most common traits amongst wealthy people. And in addition to that, invest in yourself, right? As I mentioned at the top of the episode, the most common response to the what is the best piece of advice you've ever received question that I ask all my guests is some version of investing in yourself. And that doesn't necessarily mean that you have to invest in yourself by starting a business, but it does mean that you're investing in yourself to learn a new skill, to take care of your body and your mind, to continuously grow and develop as a person. Instead of blowing your time and money on useless things that may feel good in the moment, but that won't contribute to your long-term goals or your wealth-building strategies, invest in yourself. Set yourself up so that over the long term, you're building wealth. And you've got to take action towards those goals every single day. Now, that being said, investing in yourself to start a business, in my opinion, is one of the best things a person can do if their goal is to build wealth and ultimately create freedom in their life. For most people, the goal of starting a business is to build a business that works for them, even when they're not working themselves. And if you're not able to do that, then building wealth becomes much more difficult, right? It's a lot harder to build wealth if you're just collecting a paycheck and hoping to get that 3% raise at the end of the year, maybe a bonus or two along the way. Whereas if you're setting up investments or businesses that are working for you, even when you're not working and growing your money, that's a much quicker way to build wealth. And all of this requires a mindset shift. And here's probably the biggest tip when it comes to developing a wealth mindset. Maintain a positive attitude, right? Maybe you've heard of the law of attraction. The law of attraction states that like attracts like. In other words, our thoughts and actions attract similar thoughts and actions, right? So if you think positive thoughts, positive things will happen. If you think about creating wealth, you will bring more wealth into your life. But you also have to believe it. It can't just be a hope or a dream. You have to truly believe that you're capable and worthy of developing wealth. You know, you must foster positive thoughts of wealth and abundance. If you dwell on the negative, you'll get discouraged and give up on your dreams. So start by erasing negative thoughts from your mind. Replace them with thoughts like, I will be rich. I am good enough. I can succeed. And this might all sound a little cheesy, but believe me, it works. And without this mindset shift, you're going to be fighting a very long, very uphill battle when it comes to accumulating and building wealth. The road to wealth isn't easy, but it won't be any easier if you start creating potholes for yourself. You need to be completely sold on the idea of your success. You have to believe that you are capable of achieving your goals, even achieving goals beyond your wildest dreams. If you can't believe in yourself, then it's very likely that you won't be able to build wealth. You can do this by intensely focusing on your goals, thinking about them every day, writing them down, visualizing yourself accomplishing these things, adopting a mindset of gratitude for what you already have instead of constantly thinking about and worrying about what you don't yet have. And if you can visualize that your goals have already been achieved, then you're priming your subconscious mind to believe that you will achieve these things. One of the best books ever written on this subject is Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. When I first read that book, it was an absolute game changer for me. And now I try to read that book at least once a year as a constant reminder to shift my mindset this way. And really, it all boils down to creating this wealth mindset that I'm talking about. Get clear on your goals, visualize them, believe they will happen, and then work towards them every single day. You don't have to know exactly how you will achieve your goals, but you have to believe that you can and you will achieve your goals. And this is hard for a lot of people. For one reason or another, many people believe that accumulating wealth is a bad thing, or they don't believe they're capable of building wealth, or that they don't deserve it. I think that's probably the biggest shift one needs to make in order to build wealth. You have to believe that you should be wealthy, that you can be wealthy, and that you deserve it. After all, if your goal is freedom of time so that you can really enjoy life, you'll never really have that if you're working for a paycheck. If your goal is to help others and to give back, guess what? It's a lot easier to do that if you have more time and more resources. As I mentioned at the top of this episode, wealth means different things to different people. It could be millions. It could be $100,000 a year. The number doesn't matter. But one thing that is consistent is that in order to achieve wealth, you have to have the right mindset, a wealth mindset, a mindset of abundance, and you have to believe that it's possible for you. And I know for me, that has not always been the case. But once I was able to make that mindset shift, my financial world changed in a big way. And it's not as though you just make the mindset shift one day and then you never have to keep working at it. It's a constant process that you have to follow. But if you apply some of the things I've talked about in this episode today, I promise you'll start attracting more wealth and abundance. You'll start seeing opportunities and possibilities that you didn't even see or recognize before. So I hope you enjoyed this week's episode. I hope you're fired up for an amazing week. Get out there, make it happen, go drop in and think abundantly. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode of Mindset Monday. If you got value from this, please make sure to follow or subscribe to the podcast for more great content. And if you'd like additional resources to help you maintain a positive mindset and perform at the highest level, make sure to check out my website, path2freedom.com. Path, the number two, FRDM.com. There you can also subscribe to my monthly newsletter, where I'll be sharing more great strategies just like this. And if you know anyone else that would benefit from today's episode, please forward this on to them and encourage them to listen. And finally, if you or anyone else you know would be interested to speak with me to learn more about how you can get started on your own path to freedom by getting into business for yourself, I'd love to have a conversation. Connect with me on my website or shoot me an email at wes@path2freedom.com. That's all for now. And until next time, go drop in.